This is Seattle Tech Central, so it was kind of a given that the city would bring mobile technology to paying for parking on public streets.
Anecdotally, we heard a lot of support for this project, that a lot of people said, yeah, I have my phone all the time. I would love to be able to pay for parking with my phone.
Mary Catherine Snyder is with the city's Department of Transportation. She says the program is about providing good customer service.
It really makes parking easier for people. They don't have to have the kind of sticky goo of the parking paid receipt on their window.
That's right. When you pay by phone, you don't have to stand at a kiosk and wait for the machine to spit out one of those little white stickers. Instead, you download the app and you set up an account, credit card number, license plate number, and location number. That's the 5-digit number on the green and white sign posted above the kiosk.
86767. It asks me if this is correct, and it charges me an extra 35 cents service fee. And there, I'm done.
Parking enforcement officers will run your license plate numbers to figure out if you've paid. That actually takes them an extra 30 seconds to do, which initially concerned city officials, who estimated fewer parking tickets would get written up, and the city might lose $1 million in parking enforcement revenue. One nice thing about paying by phone, you'll get a text reminder when your time is about to expire, and you can actually add more time through the phone. No need to go back to your car. But Snyder says you need to be careful when you're setting up the app.
People don't have a little typo in their license plate.
Like inputting a zero instead of a capital O. My first time, I didn't put in my correct phone number, so no reminder text for me, and instead I got a $44 parking ticket. Ugh. Seattle, you'll be getting revenue from me. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.